Now, today we're going to be looking through the Bible a little more than usual. So just if you have someone sitting next to you with a Bible, just make sure you have access to one so you won't feel lost.
今天要看的经文比较多，所以你没有圣经的话，就是跟旁边人一起看。
We're going to begin. We just finished our sermon series on Matthew that took us a whole year.
我们刚花了一年的时间把马太福音整个讲完。
And we're going to begin a sermon series that's a little more topical this time.
那接下来的这些讲道主要是主题式的讲道。
It's a sermon series on you.
主要是针对各位的。
Actually, it's on a healthy church.
其实是就是在讲一个所谓健全的教会是什么样子。
And so we'll be looking at different passages in the scripture that teach on aspects of a healthy church.
所以我们会看很多处经文谈到怎么样的教会才是一个健全的教会。
And so you're going to hear titles with the end of the title is in the church.
所以接下来这些讲到的主题都是会有这个在教会中这样的一个关键词。
Like money.In the church.
比如说教会中的金钱
or leaders in the church.
或者教会中的领袖
followers in the church.
或者教会中的信徒
But today we're going to start looking at a broader question, which is, what is a church?
今天要看的范围比较广，就是到底教会是什么
So, before we actually read the scripture text for today, I want to take some time and think aboutother people and what their concept of a church is before we look at what the Bible talks about the churches.
在我们看圣经对教会的定义之前，我想听听大家对教会的定义，你觉得教会到底是什么？
Now, people have a lot of different kinds of ways they might think about a church.
很多人想到教会有各种不同的定义。
Now, as we go through a few of them and just look at them, each of them, just consider with me, if this really is what a church is, then how should it operate? What should it look like?
那么在听这些答案的时候，我们来想一想，教会是不是真的就是像他们所讲的那样
？Now the first thing some people think about the church is it's kind of like entertainment, you know, going to a theater or a social club.
有些人把教会看作是一个提供娱乐的地方就好像你去看，就像电影院一样。
I don't know how many of you have thought about church like that in the past. When I was a kid, I kind of thought about that way.
在座不知道多少人把教会觉得教会很像电影院我小时候其实有一点这种想法。
And so actually I thought it was a very bad place of operation because it was kind of boring to me. And I really didn't want to have to go.
因为小时候把教会想成像电影院一样所以就觉得教会实在是做得不好因为很无聊让我觉得不太想去。
But if the church is only a place of entertainment, then the only reason to come to churchis if you really are entertained.
可是如果教会真的只是一个提供娱乐的地方那你来教会唯一的理由就是你来这边确实可以得到娱乐。
It's like a movie theater. I have not been to a movie theater in quite a few months because none of the movies look quite like they would entertain me enough.
就好像电影院至少电影要好看像我大概有好几个月没有去看电影因为觉得实在没什么好看的电影。
And I figure, well, if it's not a very entertaining movie, I'll just, you know, wait till it comes out on video and watch it at home.
所以如果不是那么好看的话那我就干脆等那个 DVD 上市之后我再在家里租来看就好了。
If the church is just a place of entertainment, then you shouldn't just go to one particular local church all the time.
如果教会只是一个提供娱乐的地方那你不应该只去老是去同一家教会。
Just go to whatever church is convenient at the moment.
因为看当时去哪家教会方便就去哪家就好了。
Like, you know, picking out a movie theater, we have our favorites. I mean, I always go to Warner Village, but there are a lot of good movie theaters and you just pick the one that's closest to your house.
就好像选电影院你就是选离家里近比较方便的选你喜欢的。
And then if the church is just entertainment, it's like,checking out what the local entertainment is. You look at the Saturday paper and decide, hey, Which place looks good to go on Sunday morning?
如果教会像电影院的话，那你就每个礼拜六早上就看看报纸，看看礼拜天哪一家教会提供的节目比较有趣，再去那里就好了。
And then you're just basically an individual consumer if the church is just a place of entertainment.
所以教会如果只是一个提供娱乐的地方，你来的话只是一个个别的一个。消费者而已，只是个别来寻求你想要的娱乐。
That means that you don't belong to each other.
所以大家彼此之间并没有一个归属。
I mean, think about when you go to a movie theater and you sit down, do you feel any special connection to the other people in the audience?
想想看，你去看电影的时候，你跟你坐旁边不认识的人有什么归属感吗？
You just happen to be at the same place at the same time, but it's all an individual experience that you're going for.
你只是刚好去看同一部电影而已。
The only time you talk to the person if they're being noisy and you say, "Be quiet, I'm trying to listen to the movie."
如果你跟旁边的讲话，可能都只是因为他太吵了，讲话太吵，你叫他小安静一点。
And see, if it's just a place of entertainment, when you come to church, you're just a passive listener.
如果教会是个只是一个提供娱乐的地方，那你来教会的时候，你就只是一个很。就只是很被动地坐在那边听而已。
You've heard the expression, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
通常你去看表演的时候，那个司仪啊，就会说啊，请大家坐下来啊，很放轻松，来享受今天的节目。
Now, did any of these descriptions fit how you felt about church?
所以啊，你对教会的印象啊，有没有？刚刚讲的那些有没有哪一点是符合你对教会的印象
？And all I have to say to you is, if you think about church that way, church really isn't worth coming to. There are better places of entertainment.
如果你真的是把教会想成是一个提供娱乐的地方，那真的来教会不是一个最好的选择。
And especially coming to this church isn't worth going to because we don't have the excellent professional program except for the musicians, of course.
那如果你是带着想要得到娱乐的这个心情来，那我们教会真是也不值得来，因为我们没有什么很炫的节目啊。
So just ask yourself about that, and if you've been thinking that way, the challenge from the Bible is to transform your mind and your attitude.
如果你确实有这种想要得到娱乐的想法，那你就是要求神来改变你的心意，来改变你的态度。
Because that's not what church is.
因为教会并不是一个。只是一个提供娱乐的地方。
Well, is it a business?
那教会是一个好像是一个公司吗？是一个事业吗
？A lot of people who haven't come to church probably think about church that way.
很多人来教会的人可能把教会看作一个人家在经营的一个事业啊。
People don't want to get too close to the church or actually attend once. They certainly don't want to fill out those welcome cards because they're thinking, "Do I have to subscribe to this?"
那很多人如果带着这种心态的话，你就不想要留下你的资料或干嘛，因为怕说你一签留下资料就好像要投入这个教会要做什么一样。
They're thinking, am I signing some kind of contract and now I'm going to get bills in the mail every month?
怕说是不是我签了什么东西啊？那接下来就会收到账单。
I don't know how many times I've heard someone say churches just want your money.
很多人我听过很多人说教会只是要你的钱而已。
They're selling a product.
他们在卖一个产品。
If you like it, you buy it.
你喜欢的话就可以买。
If you're thinking that way, you're going to say, you know, church isn't worth it.
如果你是带这种心态的话，你会觉得教会不值得来。
And if the church really is a business, then if you're putting money in that little offering box back there, you say, hey, you owe me the service now. I paid for it.
所以如果你把教会看成一个事业，那你把钱放在那个奉献箱里面，你就会觉得教会欠你的。
You're thinking, hey, I'm the customer, you need to keep me happy.
觉得说我是消费者，你要让我很满意。
And people with this kind of thinking, when they're nominating elders, and voting for elders to serve to govern their church, they're thinking of it in like getting a corporate board of directors.
那有这种想法的人哦，他们在选这个长老，就好像在选一个董事会一样。
Have you been thinking the church is like this?
你过去对教会的看法是不是把它当做一个事业来看呢
？If the church really is a business, it's not a place of rest.
如果教会真的是一个经营事业的地方，那来这边就没有什么安息的感觉。
It's not a place of mercy.
并不能够让你得到怜悯。
The church, if it's a business, is the last place that poor and needy people would want to come to.
一个一个经营事业的地方哦，不是穷人或有需要的人会想来的。
It's not a business, but it's also something other people think about is, well, the poor and needy want to come to it because it's a humanitarian aid organization.
那也许有些人认为教会是一个好像是一个人道救援组织哦，所以那些穷苦啊有需要的人需要来到这样的地方。
Now hopefully all churches are doing humanitarian aid and meeting the needs of the community.
当然我们希望每一个教会都能够满足社区的需要，提供那些有穷困的人需帮助。
But if this is all there is, there's no reason to have a 1.5 hour service every Sunday morning.
可是如果教会只是一个救援组织，那我们不需要礼拜天早上坐在这边听一两个小时的道。
Just have a quick business meeting.
就很快的开一个这个会就好了。
Maybe a few words of encouragement pump you up.
讲几句激励的话来振奋人心。
And send you out into the community to do service.
然后就派大家出去到社区里面去服务。
And I could go on and on. People think of church like a school. It's a place to get information.
还有人认为教会像一个学校，你来这边是要学习知识。
And you come and listen and maybe learn a few things to pick up a few tips to help you in life.
那也许来这边可以学到几招啊，诀窍，让你可以知道人生可以过得更好一点。
But that's, what is a church? It's none of the above that we've listed.
但上面讲的都不是教会真正的定义。
There is celebration and enjoyment, but it doesn't exist to entertain.
当然，教会里面我们有庆祝，我们也有享受的部分。可是教会的存在不是为了要提供娱乐。
If you come here to New Hope, sometimes you will be challenged.
你来到我们教会，有时候会被挑战。
Sometimes you'll be confronted.
有时候，你会被迫要面对你自己。
You might even find yourself.Slaving away to serve somebody else.
甚至你也发现自己要真的是做苦工来服侍别人。
There is money involved.
当然，教会里面也有牵涉到金钱。
But the church doesn't exist to make money.
可是教会的目的不是为了要赚钱。
You could say probably it exists more to give money away.
可以说，其实教会的目的是要把钱送出去。
We collect money in order to give it away, not to give to investors.
我们收集金钱是为了要给出去，不是为了要投资。
And there is learning and teaching going on, but it's not enough just to get information.
在教会里面当然也有教导，有学习，可是教会存在的目的不只是为了要给大家知识。
The church is about life transformation, not just adding to your mind more interesting bits of information.
教会的目的是要改变人的生命，改变人的心思意念。
And there's fellowship and socializing in a church.
在教会里面，我们有分享，我们有朋友之间的来往。
I feel our church is pretty good at that one.
觉得我们教会在这方面做得很好。
That's why it was so hard to get you back to sit down.
所以啊，每次问候完要叫大家坐下都有点困难。
People find their friends in the church.
很多朋友在教会交到，很多人在教会交到朋友。
People find their mates in the church.
在教会遇到他们未来的另一半。
But that's the byproduct.
可是这是教会的一个副产品。
There's a totally different kind of relationship that's the core and the central part of a church.
但是在这个整个教会的核心是一个很不一样的关系。
Because the church is a place of meeting with God.
因为来教会是一个遇见神的地方。
Now, if you were just starting out asking the question at home, what is a church? Here's a good method of figuring it out.
如果你想知道教会是什么的话，你可以这样想。
You could actually go look at all the New Testament writers, and when they're writing to a church in their greeting part, the beginning of each letter,They'll describe something they think is key to the church.
如果你想知道教会到底是很好的方法，就是你可以看新约圣经里面的书信，在开头的时候，他对一些收信的对象有一些形容。
And we'll do that real quick. We'll look at some of them.
我们会来看几卷书信，他们对信怎么样来形容。
So get your Bibles out.
请大家拿出你的圣经。
If you have a notebook, you're taking notes, get your pens out.
如果你有带笔记的话，把你的笔记跟你的笔拿出来。
And also get your voice ready, because I want you to call out with answers to as we look at the text.
然后也准备好，如果我讲念出一个章节的话，就请你可以念出来。
And we will go in order of the books so that it's easier to find. So first one you need to turn to is Romans chapter 1.
我们按照书卷的顺序来念比较好翻哦。第一处是在罗马书一章七节。
Romans is in the New Testament right after the Gospels and Acts.
罗马书是在
maybe the sixth book. Sixth book in the New
Testament.
新约
圣经第六卷书。
Anyone have a, one of the church Bibles? If you can tell me what page it's on, then everybody else who has a church Bible.
265页，如果你用教会的圣经的话。
Is that the same as?
265, page 265.
Okay. Okay, someone read out loud real quick. Romans 1:7.
请一个人帮我们念一下，大声念出来。
Okay, how, next time we'll do a Chinese, on the next verse we'll do Chinese so it doesn't take too long. How, as you read this, how does Paul choose to describe the church in Rome?
罗马书一章七节我们看到保罗怎么样形容基督徒呢基督形容教会呢
Just shout it out. Well, you can say it out, you don't have to shout it out. Beloved of God.
是上帝所爱的。
And called to be saints, called to be holy, called to be people who have holy lives.
也是蒙召做圣徒的。
Okay, just keep that in your mind. Flip to the next book of the Bible, the beginning, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2.
哥林多前书一章二节。
So we got loved of God and called to be holy, called to be saints.
教会是一群为上帝所爱奉召做圣徒的人。接下来
1 Corinthians 1:2 and this time someone read it in Chinese.
请谁用中文帮我念一下291页。
Okay. 1 Corinthians 1:2, then, again, you hear the same word, to those sanctified.
在就是成圣的人。
Well, there's the Romans passage is called to be holy as an active present thing, and this one says made holy already, a passive definite thing.
刚刚罗马书一章七节讲的是蒙召要做圣徒，那哥林多前书一章二节这边讲是已经在基督里面成圣了。
And actually, you see both of them here.
两个都有提到要成圣。
Sanctified in Christ Jesus. That's how you're made holy, and then called to act holy because you've been sanctified.
所以这边也有讲到要蒙召做圣徒。
And notice it says together with those everywhere who call on the name of the Lord.
这边也提到说所有在各处求告我主基督耶稣之名的人。
So already you have a local church, but together with, there's a connection with those everywhere, and what's the defining factor of the Christian?
所以这边定义基督徒不只是当地的教会而已，还有所有各处都信靠耶稣的人。
What's the defining factor, he says? Everywhere who do what?Call on the name of the Lord.
所以重点就是要求告主耶稣基督的名。
Okay, hold that in your mind. This is going to give those of you who are not familiar with the Bible, you get a little bit of intro to the New Testament here. Okay, keep going to 2 Corinthians.
请可以帮助大家熟悉翻圣经哦，哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians 1:2 also.
一章二节。
1:1 and 2, sorry.
Galatians 1:1-2.
Someone read it in English.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus,
Achaia. Okay, this one, again, calling the Church of God in Corinth.
这边也是写给, 哥林多教会的,
and still with the view that there's a greater church, not just that local church.
这边讲的也不只是限于这个当地的教会, 也是一个整体来看,
and again, he calls them saints.
称他们为圣徒,
but notice here, he says, grace and peace to you from God our Father.
然后这边说, 愿意恩惠平安从神, 我们的父,
the church is a group of people who have a relationship with God. What kind of relationship? A family relationship, like an adopted child to his adoptive father.
教会是一群人, 这一群人跟神有一个关系, 什么样的关系? 是一个父子的关系, 是好像被收养, 成为, 这个天父的儿子。
It also has a kingdom relationship.
那这边也是有一个国度的关系。
You have someone with a Lord, someone with a Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone in authority over you.
那这个关系就是主耶稣基督他的权柄在你之上。
So in some ways it's not exactly a democracy in a church.
所以并不是一个民主的那种政治制度。
But never fear, later in the sermon series we'll talk about actually voting. So there's still some kind of elements of a democracy there.
不当然,其实在教会里面有时候还是会投票表决,也是有一点点民主的做法。
Okay, turn to Galatians 1.
再来请翻到加拉太书一章。
Asking for your perseverance to get through these passages.
请大家忍耐哦,来翻这些经节。
Galatians is the next book after 2 Corinthians.
加拉太书在哥林多后书后面。
And someone in Chinese start with the verse to the church in Galatia in verse 2 and then just read to verse 5.
谁用中文帮我念一下第二节跟第五节?
2 verse 5. 到第五节.
第二到第五节.
Someone just speak up quickly in Chinese this time. Okay, thank you. Turn. 所以 so this one's tough. How would you describe the church here?
从这一段要怎么样来形容教会是什么呢?
Someone speak up. Any ideas?
有没有人要回答?
A ransomed, a rescued people.
是一群被, 救赎的人。
The fundamental nature of the church and what Paul is saying here to the Galatians is it's not something you do. It's something, you're a people whom God has done something to, and God has done something for.
这边的重点是讲的是不是我们做什么,而是上帝为我们做什么。
Okay, flip to the next one, Ephesians 1:1.
再来是以弗所书一章一节。
I'll read this one. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus.
讲奉上帝旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
And you have one, a description about your nature as a Christian, the ones who are holy, but you also then have a description about your work and your labors being faithful.
这边讲到基督徒的两个特点，一个就是你是要做一个圣洁的人，第二个是你在基督里要有忠心。So
the church is not a place where there's a list of rules given to you. If you follow them, you'll be okay, like so many religions.
所以教会并不像其他的宗教那样给你一套的这个规条，然后你只要照着这些命令去做就可以了。The
church is a place where it is declared something has already been done to you. And the only reason you follow a list of rules is just out of gratitude and thankfulness, not trying to earn something.
在教会我们是宣告上帝已经为我们成就的事情，所以我们成为圣洁只是是因为带着感恩我们去顺服神的命令。
Maybe I'm tiring you out. Let's keep going a little farther. Philippians 1:1.
再看腓立比书一章一节。
Volunteer in Chinese.
念中文。
Okay, there's some new element that's here you haven't seen before. What is it?
这边也加入一个新的东西啊。
Overseers and deacons, that's right.
讲到监督跟执事。
And we'll have specific sermons about these in the future.
我们以后会特别再讲到这个。
But the church is a place where God has organized you together and put leaders under His leadership over you.
在教会这个地方，神会设立一些领袖来啊。来在你的权柄之上来管掌管你。
There's a visual organization, a visual human organization God's put in place. It's not just a random collection of people. Like, you know, when you get together on a Saturday to go play a game and say, hey, anybody who wants to come play the game.
所以啊，教会并不是一群呢毫无秩序的人来这边聚集，而是上帝会设立一个管理阶层。
Colossians 1:2 says the same thing. Holy and faithful. We've already read those two terms.
哥罗西书一章二节也讲到同样的，在基督里有忠心。
First Thessalonians 1:1 says, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We've already heard those terms.
帖撒罗尼迦一章一节也是讲到是在父神跟主耶稣基督里的教会。
It's a place of relationship with God.
这是一个跟上帝有关系的地方。
And you see the same thing in 2 Thessalonians. And you see the same thing in, return to Titus.
帖撒罗尼迦后书也是讲的一样。
Those chosen of God, yeah.
提多书讲到是上帝的选民。
And then if you kept flipping and kept looking, one really interesting one in James chapter 1 verse 1, he talks about the 12 tribes of the diaspora, those scattered about.
但翻如果往后翻到雅各书一章一节有讲到散住十二支派的人。
And you see that the church is what replaced the Old Testament nation of Israel as God's people.
所以教会已经取代古时候以色列人成为神的子民。
And Jude 1 and 2, to those who have been called and who are loved by God.
犹大书一到二节讲到说是被父神所招蒙父神所爱的人。
And the last part of that is very new, interesting. Jude 1:1 says, and kept by Jesus Christ.
然后犹大书这边特别讲到一个不一样，就说是耶稣基督所保守的人。
You are a group of people that is watched over and kept by Jesus Christ.
你们是一群蒙耶稣基督保守的人。
You are a people taken care of.
你们是一群被保护的人，被照顾的人。
I wanted to give you this big overview of what was considered key by some of the New Testament writers as they're thinking about the church, because it's totally different from what immediately comes to our minds is what the church is.
我给大家看这么多经文，是因为让大家对教会有一个更正确的一个认识，而不是我们一般所想的那种所教会是什么。
And just ask yourself as you read through these things again, is this really who I belong to? It's described this way?
你可以问自己说，我所属于的教会真的就是像他所描述的这样吗？
If you are a Christian, this is your identity.
如果你是基督徒，那你就是像他这边所形容的。
Now the rest of the time, I want to look at the passage in 1 Peter. 1 Peter 1, 1 to 2, and 2, 9 to 11.
接下来我要看的主要要看的经文是在彼得前书一章一到二节，还有彼得前书二章九到十二节。
This is the normally how we do it. This is the passage that we're actually officially focusing on today.
这是我们今天主要要看的一段经文。我们平常也是主要会有一段经文。
So on this passage, I'll ask someone to read in English and someone to read in Chinese.
所以这两段经文的话，我们请一位帮我们念英文，一位帮我们念中文。
So 1 Peter 1, 1 to 2, and then 1 Peter 2, 9 to 12.
彼得前书一章一到二节，彼得前书二章九到十二节。
Can I have a volunteer? Okay.
彼得前书一章一到二节。耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、庇推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多加给你们。彼得前书二章九到十二节。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有尊尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前不算得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居，我劝你们要戒尽肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在万邦荣中应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们的是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
First Peter 1-2 To God's elect strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and sprinkling by his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance.
And then 2:9-12.
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans, that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
Thank you. So the church ultimately is a group, a people of God.
所以教会可以说就是一群神的子民。
You are a group chosen by God.
你们是一群被上帝拣选的人。
In Revelation it says, some from every tribe and people and language and nation chosen for God and made a new group out of them.
启示录里面有谈到说我们这群人是从各方各族 各种方言各种语言各地来的。
You were chosen by God and you were shown mercy.
你们是被上帝拣选的并且蒙了他的怜悯。
And you were loved.
而且蒙他所爱。
And God looked out on humanity and all these sinful human beings in rebellion against him, and he still loved people and picked them to be his people.
上帝看到我们这些悖逆罪恶的人，可是他还是爱我们，来拣选我们。
Now the fact that you're a people who are chosen implies that you are free.
被拣选就表示你已经是自由的。
You are free, you can have no fear.
已经不需要再恐惧了。
I don't know if you've ever been played a sports game and you've been waiting to be picked on somebody's team.
不知道你有没有那种经验，就是你要去啊参加这个运动比赛啊，然后啊有人要选你当他的队友。
But you're filled with fear because, well, I'm filled with fear because I don't look like I could be a good member of the team, so they're going to wait till last to pick me.
可是你很害怕哦，因为你觉得自己运动细胞不是很好，很怕最后一个才被选上。
But choosing you as a sinner implies that God chose you despite while you were still sinners.
可是上帝拣选你这个罪人表示即使你是个罪人，上帝仍然愿意拣选你。
And that makes you free.
所以你就觉得很自由。
Because there's nothing you need to do to earn God's favor. He's already given his favor to you.
因为你不需要做什么来争取上帝的眷顾，因为上帝已经眷顾你了。
It also takes away any pride you might have in yourself.
这也让你没有办法骄傲。
So, because you weren't chosen because of anything in you that was good.
所以你被拣选并不是因为你有什么优点。
So, a church is a group of people called out to become God's people, but it's a place where there's no room for pride and there's no room for fear.
教会就是一群被上帝所呼召的人，在这里面是没有恐惧，也没有骄傲。
And it's a place where God gradually takes away your fear and gradually takes away your pride.
在这样的一个地方，上帝要渐渐地挪去你心里面的恐惧跟你的骄傲。
Now notice the second thing here.
看这边有谈到第二点。
Through the sanctifying work of the Spirit.
是要透过圣灵，在圣灵里面成圣。
The church is a place, you are a people in which the Holy Spirit is at work.
教会是一群人，里面是有圣灵在动工。
Even right now, God's working in you.
即使是现在，此时此刻，神都在你心里面动工。
So, you are a group of growing people.
所以你们是一群在成长的人。
Not a group of ingrown people.
不是一个往里面成长的人。
So that has a lot of implications.
所以这其实有很多的含义。
As you come together, you should expect to be challenged. If the Holy Spirit is sanctifying you, He's going to challenge you where you're at.
所以你们聚集在这边，成为一个团，一个群体，圣灵在你里面动工，让你成为圣洁，他势必要来挑战你。
It's not a place to stay in the same place, to be comfortable with where you are.
这不是一个满于现状的地方。
It's a place to be comfortable with who you are because you're loved and chosen by God, but not to be comfortable with where you are in your life.
你不能够就一直躲在你的舒适圈里面。你可以因为你被拣选觉得得安慰，可是你不能一直活在那个安慰当中。
If you're coming to church, I'm warning you, it's a place where God takes you away from what you're familiar with and challenges you with new things, so you'll grow more and more mature.
你来到教会，上帝势必要让你走出你的舒适圈，来挑战你，让你能够成长。
So don't come to this place and meet with God's people if you just want to stay where you are.
所以如果你只是想要满于现状，不愿意改变的话，那你就不要来到神的子民当中。
And especially in a smaller church like this, it's a lot more easy to go to one of those big churches and sit in the back and sneak out and just stay where you are. But if you're going to come to a smaller church, you're in danger if you want to stay where you are.
在大教会里面人很多，所以不太容易被注意到。可是你来到小教会的时候，大家都会看到你，所以你是在信心上、信仰上很容易被挑战。
And the third thing, for obedience to Jesus Christ sprinkled by his blood.
第三彼得前书一章二节这边第三点讲到是教会是一群顺服耶稣基督又蒙他血所洒的人。
Obedience
是要顺服他。
If you don't like no one telling you what to do, the church is not a place for you.
如果你不喜欢别人叫你要做什么，那应该就不适合来到教会。
Because within the church you will be brought under the authority. You'll have a Lord.
因为在教会里面你有一个主人。
And it's Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣。
But if you want a Lord, that's the best one to have.
可是如果你想要有一个主人的话，那他当然是最好的主人。
He sprinkled you with his blood.
他用他的宝血来洒在你身上。
The one master who actually laid his life down to save you and rescue you.
这个主人他 竟然是为你舍命来救你的。
So we say Jesus is Lord, but he's Lord and Savior.
所以我们说耶稣基督是我们的主，主人，那他也是我们的救主。
And I tell you, if you want authority, if you want someone to be in authority, you want a person like that in authority.
所以如果你想要有一个主人的话，你要找的当然就是要像主耶稣这样的人。
Nations in the world are independent.
那这世界上的国家都是独立的。
But on a spiritual level, no individual is independent.
可是我们从属灵的层面来看，没有人是独立的。
No one in the world is their own lord, really.
世界上没有人是自己的主人。
Each person has his own master spiritually.
每个人在属灵上都有他的主人。
The Bible says some people's master is money.
圣经说有些人的主人是金钱。
Some people's master is sin. Paul talks about slave to sin.
有些人啊，主人是罪恶。保罗说有我们有些人是做罪的奴仆。
The church is a place of freedom from all those masters that drag people down to hell, and it's a place of freedom to have the one master who's good and worth having, the Lord Jesus Christ.
可是我们在教会不用做罪的奴隶，不用啊面对将来。下地狱的一个下场，我们有一个最好的主人。
In chapter 2, verse 9,
在彼得前书二章九节
You're a people belonging to God.
讲到说你们是属上帝的子民。
Once you're called to believe in Jesus and you come to faith in him and you're brought to be part of his people, you can't ever stop being that way.
当你一旦蒙召来信靠主耶稣，你就是属神的子民，你这个身份是不能够被抹杀的。
You might try to run away for a time.
也许你有时候会想要逃走。
But really, when you're brought into being part of the people of God, it's like genetics. It's like family.
是你一旦成为属神的子民，就好像你的基因已经是设定为同一个家人了。
You can't change your genes.
你不可能去改变你的基因。
You might try to change your outward appearance.
也许你可以改变你的外表，可是你没办法改变你的基因。
All it takes is a little blood test, and you can't change your genes.
只要一滴血就可以测出你的基因是什么。
Say you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family.
很多人，我们俗话说，你可以选择朋友，可是你不能选择你的家人。
You will never stop being one who was.Born from a certain father and a certain mother.
你不可能脱离你亲生父母的关系。
You will never stop being one who has, if you have siblings, you'll never stop being a brother or a sister to these other people, no matter where you run off to the world.
不管你逃到天涯海角，你自己的亲手足还是你的亲手足。
And that's what God's talking about when he says you're a people.
这边就是圣经所讲的，你是属神的子民。
Have you ever thought about it like that?
有没有想过？有没有从这个角度来看过
？You might try to, you might get uncomfortable in church. I've already warned you about that.
我已经警告过你们了，来教会你可能会听到让你觉得有点不舒服的。
And you might try to run away.
也许你听了就想走了，想逃。
But if you're part of God's people, you can't run away.
可是如果你是属神的子民，你是没办法逃走的。
We probably won't hunt you down.
我们不见得会去追你。
But God will hunt you down.
可是神会去追你。
Like a shepherd who loves his sheep and looking for a lost sheep.
就像牧羊人他照顾爱他的羊，羊走失的时候，牧羊人一定会去把他找回来。
And one day, if you really are one of those chosen by God, one day in the future, God will come.And turn your heart and bring you back.
如果你是上帝所拣选的人，上帝迟早有一天一定会把你会改变你的心意，找你回来。
A church is a people belonging to God, chosen by God, loved by God.
所以教会是一群属神的人，是被蒙神所拣选的人，被神所爱的人。
This is life changing.
这是一个改变生命的地方。
It's not a matter of there's a group of people meeting today. I'll go visit.
并不是说只是今天有一群人在这边聚会，我去看看就好。
You belong.
这是有归属感的。
I don't know about you, but that's really comforting to me.
我觉得这对我来说是一个很大的安慰。
It just settles everything.
好像一切的问题都在这边有答案。
My life, my future, it's all secure.
我的人生，我的未来全部都有保障了。
My identity is secure.
我的身份已经确定了。
If I belong to God, even if I make a mistake or if I sin or do something wrong, and everybody else looks around me and you know, is angry at you or whatever, you know, you still stand in that relationship with God. You're a loved child of God.
如果是属神的人，那即使我犯错、我犯罪，旁边人都看不起我，我还是属神的人。
It's so much freedom if you really grasp this.
如果你能够真正明白这一点的话，你会觉得很释放、很自由。
And that's why the church is a place where people can be honest about their sins and ask other people to pray for them.
所以教会是一个我们能够坦白面对自己罪、犯罪的一个地方，你可以请别人为你来祷告。
And I don't know about in your life, but I know times where I'm just working, putting all my energy into hiding something that I'm ashamed of.
我知道像我自己有时候我会努力想要隐藏一些秘密。
But a church is a place because of your belonging and being a beloved adopted child of God that eventually you're free to not try to hide anymore and you're free to share.
可是我们教会是被神所收养的一群儿女，我们不用来隐藏我们心中的秘密。
You're free to share your weakness.
你可以很自由的来分享你的软弱。
And your needs and your fears.
分享你的恐惧，分享你的需要。
And these people around you, see, because it's like family, no matter what you share, you're still bound to them and they're still bound to you.
那这周围的人都像你的家人一样，不管你说了什么，他们还是跟你有那个手足的关系。
And a church is a place filled with hypocrites, but it's hypocrites learning slowly to not be hypocritical anymore.
教会是也是一群也是一个有很多这个地方有很多虚伪的人，可是我们在当中因着彼此的关系，我们渐渐学会脱下我们的面具。
David said, "Surely you desire truth in the inmost parts."
大卫他的祷告说，你确实是。你渴望的是我们内里诚实。
That was probably when he was confessing his sin of adultery and murder.
当时大卫是向神忏悔他犯了谋杀、犯了奸淫的罪。
But he was free to be open about and be truthful about his inmost parts and his inmost things.
可是他却能够坦然地向神承认他在他内心最深处的那个罪恶。
And a church is a place of a people of God who get together and gradually more and more are free.
那教会是一群属神的人聚集在一起，我们越来越能够感到释放，感到自由。
And more and more experience the love of the one who called them and chose them and dealt with their problems.
越来越能够感受到神的爱，因为我们是被神所拣选、所爱的人。
And it's a place where more and more people are worked on, and the Holy Spirit is working on. It's a place of growing up.
教会也是一群人来到这边不断的让圣灵在我们心里面动工让我们不断的成长
So I just want to end by one, if you don't belong to the Lord yet saying welcome, come
最后我要讲的是如果你还不是属神的子民我要告诉你我们欢迎你来加入
What it takes to be brought Formerly you were not a people, now you are a people. What it takes to be brought to become part of God's people is faith. Just believe in what the Bible promises about what Jesus did to deal with your sin.
如果你还不是一个属神的人，那你想要成为一个属神的，你所需要做的就是去相信圣经所说的耶稣怎么样为你的罪舍命。
Repent and believe the good news.
你只要悔改来相信这个福音。
It's a place, you come into the church by saying, yes, I really am a sinner, and I know it's bad, but then you say, I have the blood of Jesus sprinkled on me that dealt with the sin. Repent and believe. That's how you enter the church.
我们能够进入教会就是因为我们能够悔改承认我们的罪然后求神耶稣的宝血来洒在我们身上。
But of course, we talked about having officers in the church in the public setting. You'll get up and then eventually make your testimony and be baptized. But you already begin to belong to the people of God as soon as you believe.
可是其实你一旦相信了神，相信了耶稣，你就能够成为属神的子民。那当然，接下来你也会公开了来宣告你的信仰，来受洗。
Now, if you're already a Christian,
如果你已经是基督徒,
what do you think about your church?
你对你的教会, 你有什么样的, 你怎么想你的教会?
What do you think about the church in general?
或者你觉得教会是怎么样, 什么样子?
Do you have some struggles or bitterness or trouble when you think about the church? It's not a joyful thing to you.
当你想到教会的时候, 你是不是觉得没有什么喜乐, 觉得 心里面有很多的烦恼或觉得有很多的问题。
Just challenge you to transform your thinking about what is the church really.
所以我要挑战你来改变你对教会的看法。
And just realize it's a place where the Holy Spirit is at work in people.
你要知道教会是一个圣灵动工的地方，在人的心里面动工。
And it's a place you always belong to.
这也是一个你有永远的归属的地方。Let's
pray.
我们一起来祷告。Lord,
we thank you that you've called a people to be your people.
主啊，谢谢你蒙呼召你的子民来做你的儿女。
Lord, we thank you that you've taken people out of darkness and sin. You've taken us out of darkness and sin.
主啊, 谢谢你, 救赎我们能够脱离罪恶。
Lord, we just pray you would give us the joy of what it really is and really means to be part of your people.
主啊, 求你帮助我们能够很喜乐地做你的儿女。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'll open for, we haven't done this recently, but I'll open for a few minutes question and answer.
最近都没有, 给大家问答的时间哦, 今天可以, 有一点时间让大家提问, 问题。
If you have a question about something you read in the Bible in the past or something about the sermon today, you're welcome to ask it.
对圣经有什么问题，或者对今天的信息有什么问题，都欢迎提出来。
Yeah. Yes.
刚刚讲到说我们的DNA不能改变，那是表示我们一旦得救以后，我们就不可能失去这个救赎。
Now, there are in the visible church, you know, there are people that say, I believe, and they get baptized, they make a clear confession, but their hearts never really, inside never really have faith.
有些人他, 公开宣告说我信靠主耶稣基督, 然后, 承认我的罪, 然后也受洗了, 可是他们心里面并不是真正的来相信。
And over time, well, first of all, you might never realize it.
可是,
but over time, the church might realize this person's life doesn't have any evidence that the Holy Spirit's at work in them.
那刚开始大家可能也不知道, 可是渐渐的可以看出这个人的心里面并没有圣灵在动工。
And so at some point you'll have people that leave the church or might even be excommunicated. Basically the church says this person is not really a believer.
所以到后来可能到一个地步就是这个人可能就离开教会或甚至被教会 就是开除他的会友的身份，因为他并不是真的相信。
And the Bible is very aware of that, and it talks about not all who are called Israel are Israel.
所以圣经啊也很清楚这一点，有讲到并不是所有的人被召的都是。
Not all who are called, in a sense, publicly called Israel, are really Israel.
并不是所有的以色列人都是真以色列人。
So when I say you can never leave, is if you are part of the invisible church, the one whose God's heart is really transformed.
所以我刚刚讲，如果你是已经是神的子民，我的意思是说，如果你的内心是真正信靠神的人。
There's Romans chapter 8 talks to that.
罗马书八章有提到这个。
In Romans 8 it says, For those God called, he also justified. Those he justified, am I leaving out sanctified? Those he justified, he also glorified. And it has a view of the whole life is a done deal, in a sense.
那这边罗马书八章有讲到说神所召的他就使他们称义，那神所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀，所以这是一个整个过程都要有的。
And there's one other passage. Let me see. Well, there's several. Where's the He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion? Just a second.Philippians 1:6.
腓立比书一章六节。
Being confident in this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
这边讲说，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
And so the whole assurance is not based on your performance, but the fact God is in the picture and God is working on you, not just you're working yourself.
所以我们救恩的确据不在于我们自己去做什么，而是在于神在我们心里面不断的在动工。
And John's, I think it's John 6, Jesus says, All who the Father has given me, he says, no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand, and then later he says, no one can snatch them out of my hand.
在啊，约翰福音呢，耶稣有讲过说父所赐给我的人，没有人能够从我手中夺去。